from the 80s to now. If it's Aussie, it's here. The Scene on Mix 94.5.
G'day, this is Blake Williams. This is The Scene podcast, a show made for Mix 94.5 in Subiaco, episode number 180, where it's all about Australian and West Australian music. And thank you for listening to this. Please subscribe to get the brand new episode delivered right to you at 9 o'clock every Thursday night. On tonight's show, we're chatting to Perth singer-songwriter Steve Hensby. Also catch up with Ellie Bodycote about the Perth International Jazz Festival. And also have a chat to last night's winner from the 17th of May, for Wham Song of the Year Awards, which is Sydney Carter. Enjoy.
Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music. This is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Tonight, he's a graduate of Berklee College of Music. He is a Whammy-nominated guitarist. He is a kick-ass songwriter. He is Steve Hensby in the studio. G'day, mate.
Good evening, sir.
What an intro that was. You got to live up to it now.
I don't know if I can do that.
Now, last night, mate, very happy. This one was finally launched. How good does this sound? That is awesome. That's crumbled to bits. We'll play that in just a moment. But, mate, let's go back a little bit and talk about before the launch. You got into music very young, right?
Yeah, when I was about 8, I picked up a guitar for the first time. But even before then, music was always there.
Was there ever a backup plan?
Yeah, not really.
No?
It was just music. I'm not good at anything else.
I think it's great that you just went, you know, full ball, this is what I'm going to do and, you know, just do it. Because you went to Berklee in over in the US, which is, you know, a massive deal. You did that young as well, right?
Yeah, I just turned 18 and went overseas. I was very lucky to get to do my time there and then come back to Perth and write a lot of songs. And
I guess on that songwriting thing, is songwriting, has that always been the plan or the dream to be a songwriter?
Yeah, later on in my early 20s, that's when I started writing a lot of material. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the album because it was launched last night at the Ellington. How long? Because this is a double album and, you know, this is a world where people are just releasing singles, maybe a 4-song EP, but never an album. And you've got a double album. Was it a lot of work leading into this?
Started with just one song. Mm-hmm. And the album's really, the first disc is full band. And then the second disc is just me with my acoustic noodling.
This is the song we're going to play in just a moment. We'll have a sample of it. That is not the song we're going to play. What is that? What button was that? This is the song we're going to play in a moment. But that is not you singing vocals, right?
No.
Unless you somehow manage to change your gender when you do it. Who is that singing?
That is my lovely partner in crime and life and music, Alicia Murphy. And she is taking the lead on this song.
I love that you've done that. Why did you choose to do that?
I just, she's really great singer, first of all. And just to mix the album up a bit. And I always intended for her to sing this song. The song's about going out to a bar and dancing. Yeah, like a rockabilly night or something, and having no one to dance with. So it's kind of like when she goes to Mustang with me.
Yeah. Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music. This is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5.
G'day, this is Blake Williams, and this was launched last night at the Ellington. We played that a few moments ago. That has crumbled to bits. Steve Hensby in the studio tonight. But let's talk about recording this new album. Mm-hmm. It's a double album. There's a lot of work that goes into not just obviously the songwriting, but the liner notes and the fact that this is all custom artwork as well, right?
Yeah, my good buddy Alex Arpino. The album artwork is actually a painting, and it's outstanding. I'm framing it and putting it on my mantelpiece.
As you should.
It's beautiful.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How much work does go into making an album like this?
Well, it happened over a period of time where you might do 3 songs in a session. Yeah, well, disc 2, that was just me and a guitar, and that was just a couple of hours on a Friday afternoon.
The whole second half of the album?
Yeah, I just wanted it to be me and a guitar in front of a microphone.
1-2 takes and that's...
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's almost like that's tagged on to the end of the first disc, but it is a double record. Yeah.
But even the songwriting still, you know, recorded it in one afternoon, sure, but that songwriting still kind of leading up to it would take a long time as well.
Yeah, just whenever the good songs sort of come from the songwriting gods above, really.
Well, on that, are you continuously songwriting?
Forcing yourself to try and be creative is a is a very beneficial thing. I, Jerry Seinfeld, said he had a calendar and he put a dot on every date of the month where he was creative, whether it was 5 minutes worth or a good line or concept. So we just wanted dots on every date. The more you do, the more material you have to work with, I guess. But generally, I try and record everything and demo it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just me, you know, singing a bunch of gibberish over some chords on my phone.
Man, I've just got through the Phil Collins autobiography, right, on audiobook, and it's him, reading his own autobiography and just talking about how he would write songs. And he, you know, he's not a great piano player, but he's kind of making up chords. You just record the chords and literally sing whatever sounds over the top.
Yeah.
That's how In the Air Tonight kind of came about. Not about anything at all. And that kind of process is cool, you know, just making it up and then refining it a little bit. So you kind of do a similar sort of thing.
Yeah. I know Jeff Tweedy from Wilco does that as well. It's just noises.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and he's trying to find out what these noises mean. Put them into words.
Steve Hensby on the scene tonight at Mix 94.5. We're going to do a song that does have a video clip. You can see this on your Facebook page now. It's you kind of meandering through a vineyard somewhere in WA. Where is it?
Myatt's Field Winery in Bickley Valley.
Nice,
the
nice.
The folks there are absolutely lovely. The wines are very, very good.
Check that out and check this out. This is the track. This is Wake Up in Bordeaux. All the info on Steve Hensby you can catch on our Facebook page or his, which is just Steve Hensby Music. Easy as that. Mate, congratulations. Double album. It sounds awesome. I love the kind of themes and how much original work, you know, is in every element of this. It's a massive feat and something that people don't often spend time doing these days. So I hope people get this and they sit down and they really kind of, you know, just enjoy it and listen to it properly.
Thanks so much for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Steve Hensby, this is live and acoustic. This is Wake Up in Bordeaux. Mate, thanks again.
Thank you.
I can't get to sleep. It's been that way for weeks. There's a picture. It's on repeat and plays back again. It's good times, fine wines, some which you might know. It's what happens when you wake up in Bordeaux. It's a place without a care. Let's take a walk, we'll share some air. Gardens and reflecting pools, city lights like diamonds and jewels. Ties bind, tightly wind, get tickets for the show. It's what happens when you wake up in Bordeaux. Let's catch. Thank you.
We're down with the Land Down Under.
The Scene on Mix 94.5.
Last night, down in Frio at the Maritime Museum down in Fremantle, the Wham Song of the Year Awards. This is, you know, takes a year to put this together. People right here in Perth and Western Australia submitting songs in a range of categories. We're going to run through some of the winners now, and we're going to try and call the overall winner, which is Sydney Carter, who is apparently in a recording session at the moment. So Blues and Roots went to Dan Howes. This is the winner of the folk category. This is Riley Pierce, track called Seasick. So you steer the ship to the nice kind of cool sound. The Jazz Award went to Harry Mitchell. Outstanding Indigenous group as well, the Brownlee Gospel Singers with Men of the Cavalry. And the pop winner, this one. Wanna be a kid again. Sydney Carter, 19-year-old Sydney Carter, who was an X Factor a few years ago, but has now come back to Perth and she's done amazing things, obviously writing great songs, winning not only the pop category, but also the overall Wham Song of the Year Award. A massive congratulations to Wham, a great event last night, and to all the nominees and, of course, all the winners as well. A really great evening last night. But let's give her a call. She's in the studio, Sydney Carter. Let's see what happens.
Hello?
Hey, Sydney, it's Blake from Mix. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So last night, run me through the gamut of emotions you would have been going through. You would have been nervous and then you won. You would have been crazy excited.
Definitely. I literally went just because it was going to be a really good networking opportunity, you know, obviously to support everyone else, because I just didn't think for a second, like as soon as I saw the nominations list on my category, I was like, nah, no way. Like there was Morgan Bain on there, there was Riley Pierce, The Brow, Lucy Peach. Like it was incredible, like how I even got nominated. It's pretty incredible when my name got called. I couldn't believe it. I remember looking to my parents and my boyfriend and just like giving them these big, like my mouth just fell open. Like I couldn't believe it. Like, it was quite funny.
And that's the thing, that's when you win the pop award and you have to go up and have to make a speech and then you go, oh, wow, you kind of settle down.
Yes.
And then you win the major award and you have to go back
up
again.
Yeah, I know. And I'd used all my good points for my previous speech. Yeah. So I was just left speechless again for the second time. I was like, oh, no.
Well, congratulations. And I believe so. I've interrupted your studio recording session, have I?
Yes, but that's okay. Not a problem.
What are you working on now?
I'm actually doing some collaborations for with people from overseas. Yeah, we thought we might as well take advantage of this opportunity and just get Trent back into the studio.
Awesome.
I definitely feel like I've got my mojo back. So.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that song. Might be in the 2018 Song of the Year category. Who knows? Who knows? But congratulations. It is a great song. We're going to play it up next, in fact, on the scene. And good luck with the recording, and we'll see you in the studio in a few months, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. All right. Thank you very much for calling me.
Bye.
See ya.
Hi, this is Dami Im.
Hi, I'm Chad Faker.
G'day, this is Ray from Thirsty Merc on the scene.
G'day, this is Katie Noonan.
At Mix 94.5.
Next weekend is the Perth International Jazz Festival. We have a very healthy jazz scene, hands down one of the best in the world, certainly the best in Australia, I would say, and chatting all about the Perth International Jazz scene in the studio tonight, Miss Ellie Bodico. G'day, Ellie.
G'day, Blake. Lovely to see you. Thanks so much for having me.
My absolute pleasure. This was launched a few weeks ago and, you know, 40 performances all around the city, but not just the city this year for the Perth International Jazz Festival. We're going a little regional. Where are we going?
We're going a little northeast into the fabulous and historical town of York.
Because there's a big history with jazz in York, right?
A huge history. I think the folk of York are incredibly loyal to their jazz, and Western Australians would know that York has had a revisitation and a following of jazz music for, well, many, many, many years in various festival formations, which have come and gone. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go to a country town and a festival is occurring, there's just an unbelievable atmosphere where everyone's there and the spirit's really high and it's all about the music and having a really fabulous time and eating and drinking and being merry and entertained all at the same time.
It's so good. All the details will run through kind of what is happening, but perthinternationaljazzfestival.com.au for everything to check out. But what is also great, so we're going to York, but we're also, I guess, reusing great venues around the city that may have gone unnoticed for a while, because there's a big kind of resurgence of finding great venues and using them for different purposes, and in this festival as well, right?
Absolutely. I think this is a perfect opportunity for Western Australians to realise just how alive and vibrant their city is culturally.
Yeah.
But to be able to revisit places like the Palace Hotel, it's a newly restored grand old dame and has a massive history with the likes of Alan Bond and his heyday in the 80s.
This great kind of combination of the old and the new. And so you can experience these great venues with some world-class jazz as well. Let's talk about who's actually at this festival.
Oh, so the artists.
So where should we start?
We could talk about international. It just goes to show the weight behind this Jazz Festival of Perth because we've got New York artist Greg Osby. He's a saxophonist who is astounding. We have Western Australians who are now based in New York. Tal Cohen, for instance, is the most phenomenal piano player. And we've got Jo Laurie, who's Australian. She's based in New York. We've got people coming from Japan, Satoko Fuji and Natsuki Tamura from Japan. It's mind-blowing just how much of a diversification there is with the international freight that's being shipped in.
And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said diversification because, you know, this is a jazz festival, but there is so much in here that isn't, you know, strictly jazz in inverted commas. It's very accessible in so many
ways. Absolutely. Don't be put off, for want of a better word or two, by the word jazz, because there is just a phenomenal amount of broad types of entertainment, which are hugely fun.
And so there are 40 performances of local, international, all amazing artists, perthinternationaljazzfestival.com.au. And there's the way that works with pricing. So there's lots of free gigs happening with this one as well, you mentioned.
Absolutely.
And you can buy day passes, weekend passes, York passes as well.
Yeah. What I find so fantastic is that it is completely approachable from a price point. You know, you can, $40 will get you into three concerts.
Wow.
So value for money. Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's incredible.
You know, we have our sponsors to thank for that, obviously.
The best thing to do is jump on the website, spend some time in there, see what's happening, plan your weekend around us. This does start next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, perthinternationaljazzfestival.com.au, presented by Brookfield as well. Ali, thank you so much. There is so much happening. I'm really excited for this and the State of the Art Music Festival. It's all WA Day.
Huge weekend.
It's so good. It's so good. And thanks again for coming in and chatting about what we can expect, Perth International Jazz Festival for 2017. Thanks,
Blake. See you there.
Cheers.
Bye.
G'day, this is Rick Brewster from The Angels.
Hi, this is Wendy Matthews.
Hi, this is Kate Soprano.
This is Dave Gleeson from The Screaming Jets, and you are listening to The Scene on Mix 94.5.